Hey everybody, this is Jay Severitt, and this is the Talking Into Microphones podcast, which has been absent for some time, because we're on the road, and we're still on the road. It is July 21st, 2015. I am in Edinburgh, Scotland, and it is 3 minutes to 5 o'clock. Today's going to be a weird one. This podcast, I'm going to dub A Day in the Life, because me and the boys played a show last night in Edinburgh. We're getting on a plane right now to head to London, and we are going to Abbey Road Studio 2 to record two new songs that we've put together. So I'm going to update throughout the day, and that's going to be this podcast. You can tell it's 5 in the morning by the way I'm speaking. I'm also sick as shit, which is perfectly appropriate for a day of recording. So anyway, stay tuned. I'll check in with you guys when I meet the boys at the taxi here in the next 15 minutes or so. All right, here we go. All right, so I checked on the boys. They're up and at 'em, as to be expected. And I'm getting in the lift. See, going down. The fuck am I going? Yes, darling. And the boys are going to meet me down there. We'll get in the cab. And it's going to be a big day. That hopefully I get to sleep some. Daring. Oh, I can't talk. All right, here we go.
Doors opening.
All right. Oh, I have too many things. Oof. Goddamn fire doors in England. No, Jesus, this door is locked. Down here just a minute, so can you leave it open at this point?
How little do I? Okay.
Brilliant. Thank you, my friend.
Book,
so. Oh, good. So he will be. You think he will be here?
Yeah, he'll be. It's time of day. He'll be off.
Brilliant, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help. Another sunny day in Edinburgh.
For that long.
Oh my God! Look, the light hit those buildings. You may be used to it, but that's beautiful. Wow.
Lovely. First thing, when it's,
oh, yeah,
when it's dried up.
Beautiful.
And this is as quiet as this. It's an amazing place.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful city.
Yeah.
There they are.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Thanks again for sorting the taxi, man.
No
Appreciate
problem.
You.
No problem.
Thanks, Ben. Well, boys, welcome to Talking Into Microphones, A Day in the Life episode, where we will be talking to the kids periodically throughout
You're
the day.
Recording with your phone there?
Yep. I started recording a little bit ago. And say hello. Oh, wait, do the theme song.
Well, you've been recording for 3 minutes and 56 seconds.
Yeah, I talked shit about you guys in my room for a little bit.
Fuck you!
And I didn't really, Dan.
Oh, I take it back. Okay. I meant just fuck you.
Look at the light hit in the buildings.
It's pretty.
That's fucking gorgeous.
Why you gotta swear so much, Casey?
Yeah.
Casey, get any comments from your buddy?
No. He's shrinking.
Casey got a sunburn in the Swiss Alps, which if you're going to get a sunburn, that's pretty pretentious of you to get it there. But
says the guy who got a sunburn in fucking Monaco.
I think he had a sunburn.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about you. Struggling to get tobacco. You wouldn't have 40 pence, please. Even coppers. Sorry about you. You're in a band, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the band?
There you go, mate.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, buddy.
I'm Neil. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me why I go to meetings. I think that's what that thank you was for. There's a little local color for you. As I said before, it is 5:11 in the morning.
What are Somebody's you thinking? Been doing why are we losing. Doing this now?
This is going to be the best.
Oh, all right.
There's a taxi. Here we go. All right, we'll check in, kids. I don't know why you're complaining anyway. What do you get to do? Nothing.
Nothing.
The sound probably won't be that great, but...
Off to the airport.
Yes, sir.
You had a good time?
We think. We haven't been here long enough to remember.
Ah, right. You performing last night?
Yes, sir.
So where'd you go now? Is that another city?
Headed to London.
You performing down there?
Recording.
Recording.
Going to Abbey Road.
Oh, very famous.
He means the studio.
Who owns Abbey Road nowadays?
I have no idea.
I was trying to sell it a couple of years ago.
I don't know.
Just give me a shout if you're too hot or too cold.
Thank you.
Well, we're in the airport now where there's been immense fuckery. Brutal. Unbelievable. Ryanair. Don't use it. So, guys, how are you enjoying the Edinburgh Airport Ryanair experience so far?
Ryanair sucks one of the largest bags of dicks that I've ever seen. With lots of different kinds of dicks.
Yes.
But just a really big bag of them.
It's really the worst airline that's ever existed on the planet. We'll check in with you if we make it there. Okay, so we are in London now. And, oh boy. Getting here was not easy. I'll have the boys later recount the story. Casey's annoyed with me because I got annoyed with Casey, and Dan got annoyed with everybody because everybody was annoying. And I only have Scottish money. No one wants to take Scottish money even though they're British pounds. And we're all a little edgy. And Jacques is on his way here, possibly, we think. And here we go, day in the life. Okay, so of course we got here before 2 o'clock. Casey has to go over and do some drum things with Eric Wagner, who's helped us get in here to Abbey Road. So Dan and I are just chilling here at the hotel, but we can't get into our rooms yet. This is a very common experience as a starving artist out on the road. You bust your ass to get places, and then you wait for hours for anything to happen. But sure as the world, if you don't bust your ass to get places, then you get yelled at. So, Jacques is on a train somewhere between Gatwick and London and coming this way, I hope. Thankfully, he's 19 years old and has credit cards and money, so barring getting mugged for being too French, everything should be okay. Casey's about to walk out the door. Dan is laying down. I'm waiting on a room. All right.
That lady was such a...
Easy. Here we are, back on the podcast. Jacques is now here. Say hello to the family.
Hello, family.
And he and I are walking to Abbey Road right now. Casey's already there. Dan, I think, is sleeping. And I'm wearing a jacket and a scarf and sweating my balls off. But we will check in once we get to Abbey Road. It's good to have my boy with me. Well, Jacques and I are on foot. We just took a right onto Abbey Road, of course, named after the famous album by the Beatles. All right, maybe not. Maybe it's named after an abbey. But anyway, we're walking down Abbey Road, and we should be there presently. All right, so here we are. Casey's been here a while. Tell the kids what's happening.
We set up the drums. We got a nice vintage Ludwig kit. Set them up, got them all mic'd, and holy fucking shit, we're in Abbey Road.
Yeah, the actual room where those guys did all that stuff. And it looks just like it did. It's, I wish this was a video podcast. It is definitely cool. It kind of, like the stairs where it goes up the control room and everything, it's kind of like, yeah, I've seen all these pictures.
Yeah.
And then there's an orchestra over in Studio One. We're in Studio
Two. There it is.
And they're tuning up. It sounds like we're getting ready to do a Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah. That, and then we'll have them play on Dance With Me.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
That's not by chance the piano, is it?
I don't know.
I bet it's not.
No, they said the Steiner has been replaced since the 60s, unfortunately.
I think there are a couple mics.
The other piano, the Mrs. Mills, the Obadi Obada piano is right over there.
Oh, yeah?
I have to go see that.
We're being total fanboys, which I guess happens every time anyone books this studio. Wow. There it is. Wow. Did you have to play Obla D?
I just grabbed a D chord. I didn't realize that that's what it would be.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
You should probably play some Achy Breaky Heart or something there, Casey.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, so we're at Abbey Road right now recording, picking up the podcast, guys, where we left it off. We're actually recording right now, me and Casey and Dan, with Julian Kindred Engineering, and it's not cool. It's not cool. So, updates at 11. All right.
Let's do it. No more talk of guys and devils, politics or dime store rebels. Tonight I need to get myself in tune. You waltz in with your green eyes, all at once I'm hypnotized. Alright, I see you know just what to do. Dance with me, dance with me, you're all I see.
Something towards the end. I had a couple of flim-flams on that one, but I mean, fixing the baseboard is easy.
Yeah, I was mentioning this to Casey. You guys want to take advantage of the light and take a picture on the front steps real quick?
Sure, if you want, yeah. This is fun, man. Glad we were able to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Oh, my friends were like, having fun. This is
pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
Knowing that this is maybe one of the worst songs ever recorded in this room.
Oh, I'm sure there's way worse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, there's some stuff on the white album.
You know,
off the two top mics, I've not been too fussed about it, so.
Julian, this is all going on the Day in the Life podcast, our regular podcast, so okay. Say something to the kids.
It's fun to be recording Jace and the guys here, and it's an amazing experience to be in this incredible... I'm supposed to talk like a professional. It's amazing to be in this iconic room where so much nonsense has been done.
Actually, we say cunt a lot on the podcast, so you don't have to be that professional.
Okay. Yeah, so as I was saying, amazing nonsense, but really lovely nonsense.
Yeah.
And we're making some of it ourselves today. Yes, so enjoy the podcast, folks. Support the guys.
Beautiful.
Go buy a record. Go buy, you know, do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do. Julian Kindred, engineer. Well, I accidentally just erased part of the podcast because someone said a name that wasn't supposed to be said. Thanks, Dan. No, Dan. No, Dan. Since we are hot, why don't we run it a little bit, guys? She lit a fire, won't be put out soon. I still admire the way she left the room. Fire,
I've been consumed. Yeah, Divina. What did we do? Divina.
Well, Dan, you just had your first session at Abbey Road. How you feel?
I feel really good.
Yeah?
It's kind of surreal. All these out-of-body moments when I was like, oh, this is happening right now. This is very strange.
You did well. You would have made George and John and Paul really proud.
I kept thinking about that.
Ringo wouldn't have given a shit.
Yeah, I was down the room there, and I was like, this is probably where John was. This is probably where Paul was. This is probably where George was. And then I went down to the canteen. I was like, this is probably where Ringo was.
Playing chess.
Losing.
Well, now we're going to go find a pub.
Yay, and, booze.
Yeah, and Dan's going to get shit canned.
Alcohol, booze, drinks.
It was fun. We'll do a recap later on here, but I'm going to quit recording for the day. Cheers. Let's see if this is going to be any better. Should I put the little... So far, we're crushing it. All right, here we are. Casey put together the little clips I made on my phone, and now we're sitting in Oslo on a couple of days off and finally getting back to wrapping up the Abbey Road podcast, which you just listened to, because this is going to be put at the end of it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Casey. And Shaq is here, too.
Hi, Shaq.
Who was also at Abbey Road.
Oh.
So, what are your thoughts?
God damn.
Cool.
I mean about Abbey Road.
Oh. God damn. I, for one, had an out-of-body experience as I was walking down the steps the first time. Where I was like, my head got kind of fuzzy and buzzy and weird, and I couldn't quite feel my hands. And then I got kind of floaty feeling, and then I almost peed.
Had you been taking a lot of drugs right before you got there?
No.
No, I actually had the same thing when I played the piano in the corridor right outside the studio.
Yeah,
just, I don't know, it was hard to describe just the feeling of being in there, but it was weird, almost like it wasn't real.
The only other time that happened to me was when I saw a dead guy. I know that sounds weird, but that's the only other time I felt like that. I was like, is this really happening right now? This seems very weird. That this would be happening to me.
And see, I was just disappointed in the whole thing.
I'm kidding!
That was great.
It was great. I don't know, it's no big deal. It's just the studio.
It's just the studio, man.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. And we just got rough mixes from Julian Kindred today. I mean, very rough mixes. We went to his house the day after Abbey Road, and I fixed my bass part because I just wasn't happy with it to Divina. And I think Casey overdubbed a shaker.
Some tambourine.
And tambourine. And then the guys did some background vocals on Divina, and I re-sang both songs, although we did keep the original vocals too, because I was just singing and playing live. You heard on the podcast, that's just my phone in the booth with me where I'm playing bass and singing, and you mostly hear drums in my voice.
It pretty much sounds like that. The rough mix.
Yeah, that's pretty much the record. Dan's really not featured much in this one. But it was very cool. We were very privileged to get to do it. Big thanks to Eric for thinking to invite us to that, and a big thanks to Julian for making himself available and working a little more cheaply than he normally does, and a huge thanks to our new sponsor Ryanair for fucking us in the ass for hours before 8 a.m.
Yeah. I think it just made the experience that much better.
It really did.
Yeah, we appreciated it more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we so didn't appreciate Ryanair, which, by the way, we will be using to go to Spain in just a few weeks. But no, I think we figured it out. Now we know you have to do everything before you get there.
We should probably get on the plane before we get there.
Yeah. Well, they are changing in September to where they just have the bus stirrups, so you don't have to worry about taking a seat.
I think if you don't pay extra beforehand and online, you don't get the stairs when you leave the plane. You just have to jump.
Ah. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to do another podcast. It's not Abbey Road, but we appreciate you guys listening to this one. Sorry we've been lazy about podcasting, but we've been working our asses off over here. And when we do have days off, we tend to not spend time with each other.
or think about you. But we love you, we miss you, and we will see you soon.
What were we talking about?
Oh, the people. Hey, yeah. You guys are great.
The 12 people that listen to the podcast.
Yes.
We didn't talk about running into Giles Martin. I don't think that ever got brought up.
Oh, no? Well, I didn't really talk to him. You guys did, so.
Just said hi. But he was there doing Beatles remixes.
Yeah.
The Beatles were there when we were there.
That is George Martin's son.
Yeah.
And George R.R. Martin's nephew.
I didn't talk to him either. I touched him. Lightly on the asshole. But I didn't talk to him.
On the asshole. You didn't actually penetrate it, just on the...
No, just a little.
Sure.
Yeah, it was tender and sweet, I think. I don't know how he... I didn't really talk to him after that.
Your action was tender and sweet, or his asshole was tender and sweet?
Both.
Okay.
It felt like when there was a connection there, I felt like...
Man, when you start doing your own podcast, I can't wait to come and shit all over you. That's going to be the best.
Oh, and... Did we talk about how the cash register in the canteen is supposed to be the one that's on money?
Oh, that's right, the Pink Floyd tune, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Also, Abbey Road, Abbey Road, Abbey Road, Abbey Road, yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah, we're going to do a new podcast that doesn't have anything to do with Abbey Road. I'm kind of over it, honestly. I just want to get the records out there. From the two biggest Beatles fans in the world, Casey Todd, Dan Cohen, and also Jack and Jace.
That's four.
Thank you very much.
I'm not one of the two biggest fans.
I've got blisters on my fingers.
Talk to you soon, kids.
Bigger than Jesus.